be late. How long can it possibly take to say goodbye to your new fish?
A lifetime.
Don't worry. He'll be here when you get back.
How do you know?
Jobs, Tommy. I was thinking of something a little more glamorous, like perfume sprayer lady at the mall.
Lighten up.
Soon we'll be kicking back at the Sulky Boys concert.
I sure hope so. $100 per ticket is a lot of skrilla to come up with in just 3 weeks.
So sad. Not even teenagers yet and already working for the man.
Don't worry. I'll tell you all about the Indescribable once-in-a-lifetime had-to-be-there concert.
Oh, you missed a spot.
Yeah, I did, didn't I?
And now for the moment of truth.
What if we end up only making enough for some of the tickets?
It's all or nothing. Agreed? So how many more jobs do we need?
At this rate, we only need one more mowing gig.
Yay!
Yeah, mainland Australia.
Yo, T, you almost done?
Is that
Pablo you're wearing?
Yup, the long-distance thing wasn't working for us.
Still, that has to be the freakiest thing I've ever seen.
Whoa, dude, there's life in your belt. I'd pay some serious coin for that. Where can I get one?
If it's from Dill's mind, it's one of a kind, and it's not for sale.
In stores, he means. You can buy one directly from us, later.
But you guys, this is an original.
So's everything, before it gets mass-produced and sold off to fad-crazed consumers.
We're trying to raise enough money to see JT, TJ, RJ, and JR live.
I should warn you, those Sulky Boys are evil robots made by the government to brainwash the masses. How else could they dance so strenuously and still have perfect hair?
Noted. So what do you say, little brother? You gonna help us out?
I'm a sucker for the whole sibling loyalty thing.
That's the most amazing belt I've ever seen. And as a former wrestler, I've seen a lot of belts. I could devote 10 whole pages to it alone. My article, it's called Embracing the Creative Child. And you, my friend, are Exhibit A. Of course, all names have been changed to protect the innocent. Know what I mean? Nell Mickles.
Very clever, Hangcorn. I'm sure no one will ever make the connection.
Yeah.
It's a belt and a pet in one. Those belts are off the hook and the fish are totally my color. I'll take two.
If she's buying, I'm buying.
Do fish come in off-white? It's my favorite color.
And now for some quality time.
Dill, I just wanted to say you are the man.
We're already making more beltquariums to fill all the back orders.
How do you come up with this stuff? You are genius.
What did you say, T? I was under the water.
I said, you're a genius.
Your apology letter.
Turn it down! People can hear you throughout the tri-state area.
I'm sorry, Mother. I had no idea it was at an inappropriate level. My, you look pretty today. And young.
Oh, do you really? What do you want?
How much money are you giving me for concert swag? Shirts! Posters, umbrellas, anything they could put JT's face on.
Considering your ticket cost a fortune, I suggest you get the money the old-fashioned way. Earning it.
Doing what?
Oh, Angelica, you're bright. You'll think of something. Be creative, imaginative, original.
Catch a genuine handmade aquarium belt! Cheapest price in town!
Angelica, you're stealing our idea.
Hey, these fish are fake.
All the fun of that other belt without the responsibility.
We'll sue you, Angelica. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but as soon as we learn how to sue someone.
Save your old two guys. The Beltquarium fad is officially over.
What happened?
Pangborn happened.
Sorry about the Beltquariums. Not your fault Pangborn's a trend killer. If he was there when clothes were invented, we'd all be walking around butt naked. Hey, speaking of inventions, we needed to come up with a new one. Nothing special, just something that will be wildly popular and fly off the shelves. Oh, and we needed ASAP.
It doesn't exactly work that way, T. My mind is a mind of its own. Its ideas aren't pizzas. I can't order up and they come in 30 minutes or less. But don't worry, bro. I'll come up with something. I promise.
Oh, it's disgusting under here.
If you want to play dirty, you gotta be willing to get dirty.
Hear them through the shoes.
Shake it off, Dill! Shake it off! You can't let Tommy down!
Got it. This is good. Festive yet versatile. Blinking underwear that no one will ever see. Lady and gentlemen, I present another Dill-lightful, Dill Pickles original, Shades with a View! Ideal for long bus rides, your sister's piano recitals, and boring family gatherings. No offense, family.
None taken. I can use them when we visit Pop and Lulu.
You've outdone yourself this time, Dill. You are the Emperor of Inn.
Glad to be of service.
I still don't feel right about stealing Dill's new idea.
It's not stealing. It's an homage. It's healthy competition. Now, what are we homaging next?
It looked like glasses with blank paper on the lenses. For notes?
That sounds pretty lame, but he is the idea guy. Note glasses it is.
With the owner of a lake long, rich and sweet, I my car.
You already have enough for 2.5 tickets.
Yay! No glasses? Stellar call, Harold.
Well, next time you climb the tree.
Pangborn alert! Evasive maneuvers!
Hit me with a pair of those shades.
Sorry, sir. Just sold out.
Darn! I'll try again tomorrow.
Good afternoon, Mr. Pangborn, sir.
Sir? No hangcorn, no sarcastic remark, no good-natured ribbing? Don't go normal on me now, Exhibit A. I need material. I'm almost done with my paper, but I need something really juicy to bring it on home. What have you done for me lately?
Today, I experimented in walking to class frontwards, wearing matching socks, and drinking milk without breadcrumbs in it.
Every shot should be registered as lethal weapons.
Let's quit before there's a recall.
But we're 1.5 tickets away. Can't we just slap a disclaimer on them? Do not use if moving.
Too late. A cheerleader just accidentally hugged a chess clubber. It's all over.
It's not over till the plus-sized lady sings. You have to get Dill to come up with something new, Tommy.
No sweat. Dill's a lean, mean idea machine. Wind him up and watch him go. Dill, what are you doing? Watching the grass grow?
That blade over there is the fastest.
I've never seen you sit still before. Anyway, we need another brilliant idea, so work your magic and get me some by, let's say, first thing in the morning?
But
we've only got 3 days left, so get your game on. You banked some serious love for saving our butts. Solid?
Solid as a snowman in the Sahara. What do you think, Pablo?
Rubber band? Balls!
No? Okay. Mayonnaise?
Wallpaper! No, this isn't working!
Don't give me that look. I'm having serious inventor's block here.
No, I can't quit. That's not an option. I can't let Tommy down. You've heard the praise, the accolades, the applause.
Okay, maybe there wasn't actual applause, but in my mind, I heard clapping.
So, you gonna help me or not?
I see. Well, next time you're in a bind, don't come swimming to me.
Dill gave his word he'd come up with something, so he will. What you got?
Shillows. Pillow shoes for the ultimate walking experience.
That's interesting.
I'll take two. These shoes are styling, but I have 5 toes, not 1 big pointy one. Ah, much better. Do you have any more of these?
We will.
Way to go, Dill!
Do it again!
Shillows are awesome. Consider yourself my hero, little brother. You get all that, Angelica? They're called shillows. Shoes with pillows.
Got it.
We are just 1 ticket away from getting seriously sulky.
Thanks to bad marketing, the Angelica threat factor is 0.
Who needs pillows with shoes when you can have shoes with pillows?
Get your poo here! Nothing feels better on your foot than a nice soft poo!
You are so fired.
Newsflash. According to the school papers, what's hot and what's not, as of 5 minutes ago, shillows are what's not.
That's gotta be a record. In and out in just 1 day.
Back to their dilling board. No, I think we should come up with something on our own this time. Come on, guys, we've got 5 brains here.
I got it!
An entire line of clothes for your pens and pencils. Sweaters, shirts, sock, shoe.
Dill it is.
I don't want to ask him. I think he's starting to feel the pressure.
So are we. It's not like we're asking him to do anything hard. Just be himself.
That's just it. He's not being himself.
He must have 1 idea left.
Yeah, I guess, but...
Come on, you're his big brother. You can talk him into anything. He practically worships you.
It's all down to you, Tommy. What do you say?
Your apology letter chart. Put it, yep. To a big, broken heart.
I've never seen the floor of your room before. And why are you listening to the sulky boys? You hate them, remember?
still finds the repetitive lyrics of a certain calming effect. Pray tell, how'd the shillows work out? So you need a new idea, right? Wait! I've got it! A cabinet for people's files!
You mean a file cabinet?
Oh, yeah. I got it! White sticky stuff that holds junk together!
Glue? Seriously, Dill, don't worry about it. I'll think of something.
No! I'll get right on it as soon as I organize my socks! You wanted to see Dill?
Yeah! For weeks now, you've been acting different.
Different how, sir?
I don't know. Different as in... normal. That's it! You've been acting normal! Except for that referring to yourself in the third person, Jag. I think I've put too much pressure on you with this article. I haven't embraced the creative child. I've put him in a double-twisting headlock grip of doom! So embracing the creative child, embrace this! There! All your worries and my chances at career advancement are over! You're no longer Exhibit A. So everything's back to not normal? That wasn't it, huh? Glad I have it on disc. Now, what else is eating away at your soul, kid? Spill it.
Up till now, they've been naked. So, be the first on your block to address your pens and pencils.
It's official. We've reached an all-time lame.
It's not that bad. We have enough for 4 out of 5 tickets. Let's just draw straws.
Absolutely not. It's all or none. That was the deal.
We worked our butts off for 3 weeks for nothing.
We could always plan B it.
You mean, ask Dill?
Sorry, Tommy, but we're desperate.
I'll find him.
From what you told me in recounting every minute of the past few weeks, by forcing you to be creative on demand, your friends have sucked the Dill pickles right out of you. Time to call it quits.
It's not that easy. Tommy's the only big brother I've got. And he's so proud of me. I'd hate to let him down.
That's where you're wrong about pickles, Pickles. You're not letting him down. He's let you down.
I've been looking all over for you. We've got an emergency situation here, Dill. Just give me the first idea you've got and I'll find a way to work with it. Okay, this is what I've got.
A letter of resignation? How am I supposed to market this?
A little slow on the uptake, aren't we? Let me make it easy for you. I quit.
You can't quit. The concert's this weekend. If you don't deliver, we can't raise enough coin to go.
Sorry, Tommy. I can't be bottled and sold. I'm not ketchup.
Thanks a lot, Dill. Now we can't go to the concert. You happy now?
No. Anything but.
What's wrong, sweetheart?
I have no money for concert swag, and I'm stuck with all this useless junk.
Even if you had money for stuff with JT's face on it, 2 weeks from now, it'll be gathering dust in the back of your closet.
Everything okay, Tommy?
I thought you'd be excited about the concert tomorrow.
I'm not going to the stupid concert.
Why not? That's all you kids have been talking about for weeks.
Because of me. I was supposed to come up with something genius Tommy could sell, but I had a major meltdown and lost my mojo. Truth is, I couldn't even think of another idea if I wanted to. Mom, I'm not really hungry, okay?
Dill's not here. Can I come under? deal. This is all my fault. I saw the signs. You were cracking under pressure, but I was in denial. I got so obsessed with going to that dumb concert, I guess I didn't care. I'm a bad big brother. And I'm a sorry one, too.
It's okay, Tommy. Dill just wanted you to be proud of him.
Always have been. Always will be.
Judging from the corn meatball gelatin surprise, I'm guessing you're back to your old self, eh, Dill?
And you forgive us?
Yep, and yep. I'm sure the Sulky Boys' evil hypnotic robot powers have turned many a friend against each other. But I still feel bad you won't get to see him.
That's okay. I'm sure Angelica will tell us all about it.
Aww. I'm just glad we don't have to assemble more merchandise. I got the whole rest of my life to work at a job I don't like.
If I ever see another Shiloh or Beltquarium, it'll be too soon.
Hey, guys. Have any more fish belts?
Nicole, take it off, quick. It went out of style 3 weeks ago.
That's an eternity in fad time. Now they're so old, they're retro. And retro's in!
Sick. Where'd you get it?
It's a Dill Pickles original,
and it's not for sale.
Just me and you.